Hey, welcome back for another episode of the Amber May Show. So glad that you are here joining me today because I have a very important topic I'm talking about today. So I met with two women at the Reawaken America Tour who have dealt personally with trafficking, and governments were involved in their trafficking. So that's on this episode. It's really important that we like, share, and subscribe. Also on the episode, I have a cowboy from North Dakota who had to deal with the CCP buying land right next to their military base, and their local government was compliant. It's crazy. I don't know what kind of country we're living in right now, but it's up to you and I to start fighting back. And I think citizens across America are starting to do that. So you got to listen to his testimony and what he experienced when they were fighting against the CCP buying land right next to a military base. So that's on the episode today. So please, please like, share, and subscribe on the show. Hey, if you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Hit the donate button and donate whatever you feel like you could donate, whether it's $5, $10, $100. Please go ahead and do that. Or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com and do that there. I'm also on Telegram. I add more content to Telegram, so join me at Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub, so find me on those locations. Hey, I ditched the woke mobile. I joined Patriot Mobile. It's the only Christian conservative mobile company out there. I haven't looked back. I've had great coverage and the traveling that I've done. So I'm really excited. If you're scared to leave the big three because you think you're not going to have signal, forget that. I love what they do. They give back to causes that we believe in. And I really want to support Patriot Mobile. So if you go ahead and go to theambermayshow.com and then patriotmobile.com/amber, you're going to get free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/amber. Get free activation. Let's vote with our wallet. Let's ditch the three woke mobile companies out there and switch to a conservative mobile company called patriotmobile.com/amber. Use promo code AMBER so you can get free activation. So let's support this company who believes in what we are doing to try and further a free America, America first. So that's coming up on today's episode. So patriotmobile.com/amber. Without further ado, I'd love to introduce you to my guests with dealing with human trafficking and the CCP government. Show.com resource page and look for child trafficking, sex trafficking. You're going to find a whole bunch of information about what is going on in our country. And joining me are two women that have had to deal with human trafficking. And I'd like you to introduce yourselves.
I'm Lauren. I'm from Indiana.
I'm Keisha Richardson. I'm an American Indian born in Canada.
Wow. Born in Canada. Okay, interesting. So let's start with your story because you were telling me about you were trafficked because of research that your dad was doing. Tell me more about that.
Right. So I actually worked for a maximum security prison for the provincial government in Canada for the criminally insane. And my father's a mechanical engineer. And so in early 2020, he exposed the improper contagion mitigation during the pandemic. And when he put the research out that he pioneered, we ended up getting persecuted and tortured by the government, rogue members of the government, RCMP, as well as Saskatchewan Health Authority. So my little sister, she was stolen. She was 16 months old. I haven't seen her or heard from her in 3 years. She's four now. Our house was stolen. All of our property belongings, we were pretty much made homeless and everything. I ended up having to flee to the United States. I'm an American Indian, so it made the most sense. Sovereign on both sides of the border. I went on October 1st, 2020 to Montana Sweetgrass Port of Entry. This was my ancestral homeland as an American Indian. The American border agents, when I went there, they ended up arresting me. They said that I was undocumented. They took all of my travel documents and tried to destroy them, including my Indian card. They ended up giving me over to immigration, and immigration put me in the maximum security prison for military and immigration detainees for 7 months. I was there until March 31st, 2021. While I was there, I filed all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States, Ninth Circuit of California, and the District Court of Nevada, because I was actually being held here in Nevada. No one did anything. Immigration tried to deport me many times to Canada, but Canada said, like, she's an Indian, release her. What is she doing in immigration detention anyways? So immigration released me, but they put me on a American supervisor program where I had to be under surveillance and tracking. I had to live with the American that they approved me to live with, and I couldn't accumulate credit. I couldn't live on my own. If anything, you know, went the wrong way, then I'd be reincarcerated or deported. So the people that they placed me with ended up trafficking me around the United States the last 3 years, drugging me, raping me, beating me, holding me at gunpoint, trying to sell me to military people, taking videos of me being exploited, putting them online for financial gain, which was brought to my attention by a judge that's working with us. But anyways, all of this was done to suppress the evidence that my father had given me that I brought to the border, which outlined election interference and bioterrorism in Canada and the U.S. So he's a mechanical engineer, and the way he explains it to me is that the CDC changed the guidelines 20 years ago, which created a critical weakness in the infrastructure of Canada and the U.S. It made it weak to biological attack, which was an act preparatory to levying war, which was instantly treason. So if this would have been dealt with in early 2020, then the elections would have not been stolen. January 6th would have never happened, and what we're seeing happening to Trump right now would have never happened. And this actually would benefit Trump, because it shows how the election was actually stolen from the beginning, which is very crucial and important. And Biden administration directly benefited from trafficking me. That's what happened to me. I have not received any assistance from the law enforcement here in the United States, or protection, neither from the FBI, and this has been given to local law enforcement and FBI all over the states. But the RCMP in Canada, they actually have been working with my dad the last year, Dale Richardson, and they love the way he's lined out all of his information. They always ask if he's ex-law enforcement because of the way he's outlined the documents. And the engineers who look over his stuff say it's the most brilliant work of engineering they've ever seen. They've never seen anything done like it, so it's well out of my scope of understanding, clearly. But they have used his research to file high treason and human trafficking complaints in Canada. And the RCMP in Canada is trying to now work with people in the United States to catch the criminals that were involved in trafficking, because some of them were cross-border, like dual citizens. And so that's what's being done now. We're also in contact with many people in Congress who's been taking the research, and potentially will do something with it.
So, how did you get free from all of that? So, how are you walking here right now?
By the grace of God. Honestly, only the grace of God. One circumstance, well, the guy who pulled the gun on me one day, I'd asked a church member to just help me move some of the stuff out, and she called the police, and I said it was a crime what he did, and I cooperated with the police, and I was able to get away that way. But as it goes for immigration continually trying to traffic me and kidnap me and all sorts of things, it's the grace of God, for one. I also was able to retain a lawyer recently, a Muslim man that I came in contact with connected me with one of his friends, and they took my case, thank God, and they started filing things in court against the immigration for what they're doing to me, because they had told me, you don't have to go back to Canada, but you need to find a third country to take you, or else we're going to arrest you, charge you a large sum of money, and deport you to a third country, not even Canada, because Canada already confirmed that I was an Indian, so they can't deport me back then. So now they're just threatening to send me to some random third country. But I have a lawyer that's helping me mitigate that, but ultimately, first and foremost, God is the only reason that we're still alive, and that has been protecting us throughout this process.
So let me, I need clarification. Your handlers let you go to church?
Pardon me?
Your handlers let you go to church?
What handlers?
The people that were trafficking you let you go to church?
So the way that trafficking is done in the United States is completely different to the way that it's done in Central America. You're not going to see more often people pull up in a van and just snatch you on the side of the road,
right,
and then sell you or control or delete you.
Right.
It's not the same way. They create the circumstances in which you will not be able, you will be under a peonage under somebody, or you will not be able to leave or help yourself. So for example, like I said, immigration put me into a program, a
yeah.
system outside of my rights as a sovereign Indian in this country, forcing me under the supervision of American citizens,
yeah.
meaning that I had to live with whoever they put me under. I couldn't leave the house at certain times of the day. I couldn't leave the city without permission. I couldn't
right.
move out from that house without the permission of immigration. These people confess to the crimes and they are known to the police, and they still put me to approve to live with those people who were trafficking me. Now, because it's in America, you're still going to be in a situation where maybe you're going to go to work, but you're not, or you're going to go to church or something, but you're not going to be in a circumstance where you have control over your life or the outcomes. Everything that's happening to you is being exploited. Your finances, you sexually, your restricted movement, your rights, your liberties. And so this is the way that it's done. As an American Indian, I'm not subject to the Immigration and Nationality Act. I have the right to walk freely throughout America and do as I please as any American citizen, live, work, study, retire, live, exist. And that right was taken from me by immigration to suppress the evidence that I brought to the border, which outlined bioterrorism, election interference in Canada and the United States, and treason ultimately. And the Biden administration benefited from that because they ultimately stole the election.
And then they stole your baby sister on top of it.
Well, in Canada, the rogue members of the government that were involved with this, yes, they were involved in stealing my sister. And I have not seen her for 3 years.
And your parents haven't seen her, know where they are?
My father has not seen my sister in
wow.
3 years.
I can't even imagine what that must feel like, to have both
yeah.
your kids just gone like that.
Yeah, and they're doing it on purpose. So they use the children to strong arm the parents.
That's
they,
exactly
every
right.
single time someone would tell me, if you don't do this for me, or if you don't do that, then I'm going to stop helping your father. I'm not going to do this. And
yes.
they would try to, you know, they were drugging and beating and raping me and putting me at gunpoint in order to try and get my father to capitulate. Unfortunately, my father understands that, you know, kind of like Trump says, you cannot negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah.
Even if he capitulated to what they were saying, they would have killed me anyways. And so he did what was necessary to keep both of us alive. And every time he discovered something was going on, he instantly tried to mitigate it. He was not doing anything against me. Everything he did was for my
right.
best interest to
right.
protect me. And people put him in a position where he was not able
yeah.
to do that, taking his house, robbing him of his finances,
yes.
taking his car, putting him, closing his bank accounts,
yep.
putting him in the position where his hands would be tied behind his back while he's watching his children go through this
yes.
hell, to make him stop reporting the improper contagion mitigation that's actively killing people. So, you know, he couldn't do that. It's our Christian duty to do what's right, trust
yeah.
that God's going to protect us in the meantime, and he did.
So how come you don't hate God after everything you've been through?
How come I, what, sorry?
Don't hate God after everything you've been through. Some people will hear your story and be like, wow, if that was me, I would hate God, because God could have stopped it all, and God could have done this, and God could have done that. How come you so
well,
believe?
For me, my father, I was raised by my father, my grandmother, and great-grandmother, and they taught me, I think I'm a very diplomatic person as well, which makes a difference, but they taught me that everything happens in life for a reason. God is allowing us to experience things for a reason. So everything I experienced, I believe God was putting me in that, allowing me in that situation to experience it, to help others, to be greater than the sum of my experience one way or another. And I tell people all the time that it's kind of like the situation with Job. It doesn't mean that we did something wrong.
Right.
Sometimes God is allowing us to go through a situation so that we can be stronger. We can help lead people in a way that will help them as well, and other people can see exactly what's going on. Like, if none of this happened to me and even Lauren and everyone that it's happening to, when it comes to light, people would have not understood.
That's,
you know,
right.
you need to be able to see everything. And I think people are even talking about Trump this way, saying that they think that he allowed things to go a certain way so that everything could be exposed. I think, you know, it's the same thing in many different aspects of life. You have to just trust that God is going to allow everything to be exposed at the right time.
Yeah.
Trust Him in the process and do what's necessary. Like I said, everything that we've been through, I don't know other way to explain that I'm alive other than the grace of God.
Yeah.
Everything I was being drugged and poisoned and beaten, and, you know, the physical strain alone sometimes kills people.
Right.
So, you know, I have to give glory to God, and when He decides my time is my time, then that's my time. But in the meantime, we serve Him and we do what's necessary, because it's either that or allow pedophiles to overthrow the country and traitors, and we can't do that. We have to stand for God. We have to stand for what's right. Our Constitution needs to be upheld, and we need people that are going to be courageous enough to do that. God is the only way.
So how many years again were you trafficked?
So it started in early 2020 in Canada, and it went cross border when I came over to the United States. So from early 2020 until maybe months ago, like maybe 6 months ago or something.
God bless you.
Like 3 years.
I'm really sorry you had to go through all that, but I am really proud of you for keeping the faith, because God will use that to rescue
Amen.
Someone.
Yes.
To speak to someone in a way that no one else could speak to begin the healing process in a way I would never be able to relate to somebody. So God bless you for that, and I'm glad you've been free, at least right now, from that. So Lauren, tell me about your story.
Yeah, so I'm from Indiana. I'm born and raised. I've got a 13 and a 4-year-old. My daughter was molested for 7 years. And then ultimately the police did nothing. She had a forensic interview done at an unaccredited forensic interview place, which I later found out the prosecutor owned. The man was never prosecuted or charged. I exposed this information I exposed the information about the prosecutor and the judges and all the connections between all of them and the prosecutor owning the child advocacy center where she ultimately had her forensic interview. And then I was assisting another mom and exposed another trafficking ring. And then I was persecuted for it. They came to arrest me with 22 armed men. They drugged me. And to get a statement out of me, they told me my kids were going to go to foster care if I didn't talk to them and give my story. When they took me to the hospital, they had guns pointed at my head for a misdemeanor warrant, because the wife of the child molester spit in my face. And instead of acting on the protective order, they charged me with the misdemeanor. And I had never been charged with a crime. So they got me, so a cop was unarmed, he wasn't clothed in a uniform, and he didn't announce himself, and an unmarked car came up to me, and I thought we were getting kidnapped. So it ended up to 22 armed men and a AR-15 pointed at my head, and they took my children, and that's, my kids have been in Child Protective Services custody since May 29th of 2023. And so I did 30 days in jail. They transported me illegally to another facility on a warrant that was not even active. It was actually expired. So I lost my job because of it, and ultimately I turned in her father's research and attached my documents with it to the FBI.
The FBI.
I contacted the FBI. I've got recorded calls with the FBI because I was just trying to get my daughter victim services, and I thought, who am I as a mother to, if I know about the stuff that's going on, to not expose the other stuff that's going on? That's how I kind of got in touch with Let Our Children Go and Rescue the Fosters.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you're being gang stalked. And I'm like, I laughed and I thought it was a joke. And I'm like, I didn't know what that was. And then
explain what gang stalk is.
It's like organized crime. When the police were coming to my door, covering my cameras, ringing my doorbell, not announcing themselves, CPS, Child Protective Services, slam court paperwork in front of my door. So it's super important for people to know their rights. I just want to get that clear, because you do not always have to open the door to CPS. But they did catch me outside because they knew that I would not open my door. And they created a circumstance for them to arrest me and ultimately took my children then. But I did expose those trafficking rings and continue to do so. The judge on my criminal case is actually the same judge on my kids' case.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so she will not recuse herself. They actually just had a court hearing this morning that was supposed to be telephonic, and they ruled without me being there and never called.
Which wasn't true. And so
they ultimately revoked my bond because I called the police on the police. So they revoked my bond due to that, for calling the police on the police. And they tried to stop me from doing podcasts and speaking out about it, which is obviously against my constitutional rights. So I just kind of ignored those orders and continue to speak out, because if I don't, like she said, we would be dead. So by the grace of God, we're still here. I'm still fighting to get my kids back. They're 13 and 4. My daughter's never had any victim's assistance since this happened to her. And there are other kids in the neighborhood that are getting molested by this man. It's been exposed. The police are involved in it. They're protecting the child molester. The prosecutor's involved in it. And I have proof of that. So, and when I started exposing it, they didn't like it too well. So they came after me. And so ultimately, I, like she said, I can't stop now. If I stop now, they're not just going to give me my kids back. So it's, I represent myself pro se right now, because I feel like I know the Constitution and the law better than the family court system, and they don't go off the Constitution anymore.
No, they don't.
And the family court system, and
they
use the family court system and the court system to traffic our children, and that's a problem.
Are you asking for a trial by jury?
No, I have not yet, but I know that I have the right to, and I submitted it to the, because the Indiana Constitution says you have the right to trial by jury. So even in a civil courtroom. So I have not as of yet. So they've been gone since May 29th. So it's going on, 3 months now?
I can't imagine what you're going
through. So I'm not allowed to talk to them. They will not let me speak to them. They were doing supervised visits. And then we had to call the police on one supervised visit because they wouldn't let her be there as a witness to some of the things that were going on. You know, if your kid's getting abused, God forbid, they can't tell you at those supervised visits either. So that's another thing that's really important. And it's just really important that the story gets out there to other people so they know that this is a domestic issue. It's not an issue of someone pulling up in a van and taking your kid. This is a Child Protective Services, a protected enterprise that is doing these things to these kids and are literally making money. Every day my kids are out of the home, every day the government makes money. So it's
and all the people involved.
Exactly.
The prosecutor, the judge, everyone involved, the CPS workers, the social workers, the attorneys, they're all making money every day that your kid is not with you.
Yes. And it's our taxpayer dollars. That's why I don't get it. If people aren't going to fight for the children, I'm like, at least care about your taxpayer dollars. I mean, because they're Title IV funding, that's what's funding this whole thing.
People do not realize
they have no idea, and it's coming right out of our Social Security taxes. So I ultimately lost my job. I had a great job. was actually in the healthcare industry. And then, so me and Keisha fled Indiana after they pulled my bond for calling the police on the police. Because, yeah, it's like not being able to call the police on your rapist. So, like, you have to be able, when someone's breaking the law, somebody has to be held accountable. And the judge refuses to recuse herself from either case.
Wow. So what's the next step for you?
Right now, we filed in, the Fourth Circuit, and then the Ross Supreme Court. And we're also in contact with people in Congress.
Good.
We've taken the research. Like I said, the RCMP in Canada, which is the FBI in Canada, has filed high treason and human trafficking complaints based on my father's research. They're trying to work cross-border to catch the traffickers, because, like I said, there's dual citizens. You've been cut off by the past and pretty much stonewalled by the FBI and some other local enforcement. But we're making some moves in the background with some people, congressmen, and senators, things like that. That stuff will get out. We've met quite a few people here in previous events that have taken it and are actively trying to push things in the right directions.
Because I've given it to media and the news back at home. And
they won't run it.
They actually, one of the news ladies blocked me. And I'm just like, wow, okay, I see how it is. You don't want to report the trafficking, but DC at Department of Child Services just got sued, a big class action lawsuit in Indiana for 11,000 children it was. So the governor's under some high heat right now in Indiana, Governor Hochul. So I'm shocked that they're still allowing this, but they are. I've had full stolen legal custody of my kids since they were born. The dad has nothing to do with them. So it's crazy. And,
give your kids to a family member or a friend?
Well, they're with his family, which is not like their grandparents. They are grandparents, technically paternal grandparents, but my mom and dad have been like their providers, their other grandparents. They don't know them as grandparents because they've never wanted to be in their lives. So they're stuck with them right now. And my daughter keeps writing letters. I just want to come home, Mom. I just want to come home. And she's just at her breaking point at this point. At 13 and then being molested all those years and then not getting any victim services.
Yeah, that is terrible.
Anyone advocating. I think she just sees me out here, you know, trying to fight. And she's like, it's getting nowhere, Mom. You know, just comply with these people. And I'm like, you don't understand. Comply. I can do backflips for these people.
That's
and
right.
It's not enough.
It's not.
Nothing's enough.
They won't stop. No. So the only way that your daughter will ever get fully healed in you yourself is Jesus. He's the only one that's going to be able to restore the deepest hurt that you've ever felt in your whole life. And so I hope that in the letters you encourage her.
I do, every time.
Because that's the only way we're going to get through this. Because you guys are facing the worst things that anyone could ever imagine.
Yeah.
And the only way you guys can get through it.
The only way we're here is by the grace of God. I mean, we literally have traveled across. Indiana's pretty far from here.
So it is.
We've been at quite a few places, so yeah.
So how do people help you guys out? What can their audience do to help you out?
Honestly, just push this out to other people. Other people need to see our stories. It's so important because that's the biggest part about it, waking people up. Because I feel like people turn a blind eye, like Child Protective Services would never do that. They would never do that. And that is exactly what they're doing. They're taking our kids and trafficking them. And it's so sad. I can be reached on Twitter. It's IN, like Indiana, advocate_2009. My name's Lauren, Lauren, last name's Cup, Cupp. You can find me on Twitter. And then I've got like a bio link that has a donation link. But honestly, just push it out to the media.
And how can people help you out?
I would say for sure get it out to everyone. What we're dealing with right now is treason under Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution, which is every American's business. And if we want to keep our rights under God, our inalienable right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, which we are endowed by our Creator, this is the last country in the world with this type of freedom, especially for Christians. And we bear the burden of responsibility as Christians to do this because, I mean, it's an institution by God, so it gives us more the responsibility. And I would just urge everybody to really push that out there, get it to the people who need it. We're trying to create a network of people who are going through that, who need the help, that are going through this, because there's a lot of people who's been silenced because of what's going on. And the more that we get this out, the more that we can help people, the more those people will be able to come forward, and more people will understand exactly what's going on. In fact, my father's completed about 47 or 49 of the states, a package for 47 or 49 of the states, so that people can actually take it and use his research and file criminal complaints for anything that was exacerbated by the COVID pandemic. So if you lost your house, if you lost your business, if you lost your job, if you were forced to take the jab and was injured, if you lost a family member because of that, if your children were trafficked, anything that crime that was exacerbated as a result of the pandemic, please reach out to us. We'll help. But ultimately, this needs to come to light. People are getting away with this because it's done mostly in the darkness, and they isolate people, and people think that they're the only ones going through it, but there's a plethora of victims experiencing this. And there's more of us than there are of them. I would say if you want to get in contact with us, you can do it at the Caris Project. That's actually my sister's name. It's an initiative I created for this purpose out of the corporation my father founded in Canada. And you can find us on Twitter. It's Caris, the Caris Project, K-A-R-I-S. We're also on Rumble and BitChute. If you want to send us an email for humanitarian purposes, it's unity@dsrcarisconsulting.com. And if you just want to go to the website, it's dsrcarisconsulting.com. And my father, like I said, he's a mechanical engineer. He's a published researcher and author. And his work sits in the Library of Congress and is protected by United States copyright. So if you guys want more information on that front, he can always help explain. Like I said, he's been working with law enforcement for over a year. We love the way he's done things. And we really need to start just making connections, especially the men. We stand up and really support the women and children going through this, because we're not going to dig ourselves out of it.
Thank you, Kesha and Lauren, for joining us. So I appreciate you coming on the program.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Are you looking for a doctor you can trust? Then look no farther than Dr. Meehan, and you can find him at meehanmd.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com, for all your health care supplemental and telemed needs. And you know what my family did? We shopped at his supplemental store, and we purchased these two items to help support our gut health. These are supporting our gut health, because you know what? The gut health is so important. Our immune system is in the gut. Our serotonin's made in the gut. And so the most Americans, if you know, have a leaky gut. So if you're looking to improve your health, whether you're improving your gut health or your immune system, or you just have something that you need to talk to a physician about, go to meehanmd.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com. And while you're there, make sure you use the promo code AMBER so you can save some money. And while you're at the website, make sure you set up your telemed appointment and then check out all his supplements that he offers as well. That's meehanmd.com. Use promo code AMBER at checkout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Artis, and you're watching me live on the Amber May Show. Stay tuned.
Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber May's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, the sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot, because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper. And then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber May does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, the MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Welcome back to another episode of The Amber May Show. So glad you're joining me because I have Gerald Goldberg right now joining me, and I am so fascinated with what he is going to talk about because he is in North Dakota and he was able to push out the Chinese from taking up farmland. So without further ado, I'd love you to tell that story.
Well, my name is Gerald Gorick. I'm just a normal farmer rancher out of North Dakota. Seeing the corruption going on from our elections and decided to step in and do something. We organized the Sons of Liberty and started putting chapters across the state of North Dakota to combat the corrupt society that we're living in these days. And found out about the Chinese infiltration buying land around an Air Force base in around Grand Forks, North Dakota. 30 years ago, in the 90s, we fought like hell to keep that Air Force base there. They were ready to close it down. And then now, their city council allowed this to happen. And it wasn't only the city council, it was through the governor's office that it actually stemmed from. And the governor, our senators, all the representatives were silent, would not say nothing about it. The citizens of Grand Forks were combating this for 6 months before we found out about it. They were down there fighting with city council every week. They were down there every 2 weeks. And the city council was hushing them, wouldn't let them speak. And then we come down there and we spoke and raised a little cane with them and told them they need to listen to the citizens. And that kind of put, that put a drive back in them seeing us come down from 300 miles away, come down and they're thought, now we have something to fight for. We have more people behind us. So that drove the city of Grand Forks to really step up, and then they really started to combat. So then they got signatures to let the city know that the city doesn't want this to happen. So they needed 3,400 signatures. They had 5,700 signatures that they got, and they wouldn't see them. They threw out like 4,000 of them because of some bullshit reason. Excuse my language. So we went to court on it that they had to look at the signatures. The judge reasoned with the city council, wouldn't listen to the people. So we were fighting tooth and nail on everything, I mean, everywhere we went. But the city, the people of that city would not give up. And the Sons of Liberty was there all the time. And then an organization that's here called Beck TV stepped in and started getting it out to everybody. And then that's when the military stepped in and they got a hold of it. And then they shut it down. But it stemmed from higher up because it was actually went to the, I can't remember the letters. There's like five letters, the organization that overlooks foreign entities coming into the United States. They overlook every company that's foreign coming into the United States to do business. They refused to even look at it. So there was more going on higher up levels that wouldn't let this happen, would not let it go to the Chinese to get them out of here. But finally, after all the fight we had, the Air Force base finally stepped in and said, stand down. You are not letting Chinese build this or enter our base.
That's fascinating because Mike Pompeo, before Donald Trump left office, addressed all the governors of the United States. And he said, we know you guys are being paid off by the CCP.
Yep.
There are some states that are friendly towards the CCP, but there was a whole bunch of governors that were. And based on what he said in a press in a meeting with all the governors, I'm going to guess the governor of North Dakota must have been friendly.
Oh yes.
To the CCP, otherwise, why would that even happen? Where you were getting so much pushback from the government that's supposed to serve you as a citizen because you elected them. They're your indentured servant. It's we the people that make the rules and they just force them on, right? So we're
yes.
Over our government.
Yes, we are.
Back that hard.
Well, and
that paints a whole story right there.
And our governor was involved in it. He has a hand in all of it. And our governor now is running for President of the United States. It's Doug Burgum. He was the one that this stemmed from. Nancy Pelosi and our state senator, John Hoeven, went over and picked, hand-picked the mayor of Grand Forks to come back to Grand Forks and be mayor. Back in 1617, they flew over and hand-picked Wojcinski to come back. He was a local boy in Minnesota. They knew they could play. They're, I think, now trying to get him to be governor of North Dakota if Doug Burgum steps down. But it's all corrupt.
Was it shocking to the people of North Dakota to find out how their government was willing to just hand over land to the CCP?
Oh, yes.
And not even go with the side of the people, but keep fighting against the side of the people?
Absolutely.
It was. Man, that should send a signal to everyone in the United States that the CCP has that much power here in the United States that they can buy land and our government is going to capitulate to the CCP. Wow, that should surprise every American and make every American like upset, because that's national security issues. They are not our friends.
It is. The City Council of Grand Forks says it is not. They are friendly to us. And then when we were digging in deeper, they are controlled by the CCP. The Fu Fang is what it was, or Fu Fung. But they are controlled by the CCP.
Wow.
So it was a big deal getting them out of there. But they're still trying other avenues. We won. Yep, we won.
Because the Air Force Base helped back you guys up?
Yep. Yep. And they came out, the Air Force Base came out, you know, a year before and says, we don't think this is a good plan. You guys should not do this. And then they just kept on. The city council would not let it rest. And I think the city council is getting pressure from Doug Burgum, Bill Gates. Bill Gates and Doug Burgum, our governor, are like this. Oh, yeah. Bill Gates, when he wants a vacation, get away from people, he goes to Doug Burgum's house in Fargo.
Oh, no. It makes you wonder, because birds of a feather flock together, right?
Yep.
Bill Gates was friends with Jeffrey Epstein.
Absolutely.
And we know the pedophilia goes way high up in government, and you always have to wonder, you know, that guilty by association kind of thing. Hopefully that's not true of your governor, but...
Oh, it is. Trust me, it is.
So what else is Sons of Liberty up to in North Dakota?
We're fighting the carbon pipeline. They got that carbon capture system pipeline starting in Iowa.
What's the carbon capture system?
They're sequestering carbon into the ground below North Dakota. So they're using North Dakota as a dumping ground from Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota into North Dakota to sequester carbon, CO2.
Okay.
They think to put CO2 in the earth is helping because we have too much CO2 in the air. But what helps everything thrive? I mean, what grows your crops? What grows everything? CO2. Well, they want to sequester it and take the CO2 out of the air, so it reduces our plant population, so it reduces our food supply to the world. They don't want to starve the people out. I mean, that's Bill Gates' biggest thing. That's what he wants to do. And our governor has signed off on, he was just in Iowa and said, I told Iowa, he says, this will happen in North Dakota. And the North Dakotans are fighting it tooth and nail. Because this pipeline goes around Bismarck, our city of capital. The only way it can get to where they want to sequester it has to go around Bismarck. Well, if you go to the north of Bismarck and the west side of Bismarck, if it has a rupture, when it does rupture, it's not if, it's when it does, because every pipeline has a rupture. If it does rupture, CO2 is a heavy gas. It stays in a low form. It's going to stay in a low form, and it's going to go through the valley into Bismarck. What happens when you get CO2? Combustion. You die. You can't get enough
air.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you die. And people come running in there to save somebody, they die.
Yeah.
It would wipe out the city. It would wipe out thousands and thousands of people.
Which goes with depopulation agenda too.
Correct. Absolutely. Every which way you turn, they want to kill off all the people.
That's news to me. I did not know about that in North Dakota.
Yeah. Iowans are fighting it. They're taking people's land by eminent domain. Carbon Solutions is going through South Dakota, North Dakota, and telling people, we will take it by eminent domain. You can't do nothing about it.
Wow, that makes me infuriated. Like family land, maybe from generation.
Absolutely,
to generation. They can just take the land.
We sat in sessions in Bismarck, listening to people's heartfelt stories around Bismarck, that they were coming in and taking their land. These people, they were born and raised on that land. It was their ancestors. It went through the act where they, you know, got a quarter of land. Every family got a quarter of land. They had it since then, and they've been barely hanging on to it all these years. They want to give something to their kids.
Right.
Nothing left, because Carbon Solutions is going to just take it. or run a pipeline through it and split it up and devalue it.
Which is going to affect, because they're using carbon to affect the food. They want you to get rid of the cattle farmers. They don't want to see beef.
Yep.
I know, just talking and hearing people from other communist countries, they always attack the food supply. Beef's one of the ones they attack. The elites are allowed to have beef, but nobody else is allowed to have beef. Right. I know in Cuba, I heard a story from...
We're going to eat bugs.
Yes. Did you realize that they wiped that out on the World Economic Forum's website, where they used to be very upfront about us wanting to eat bugs, and then as soon as those podcasters started talking about eating bugs, they started cleaning their website up?
You gotta hide it then.
Yeah.
They don't want the people to know.
Right. I went to the grocery store, and in the canned food aisle is a whole section of now fake meat. Canned fake meat. Because they don't want to see real meat that God gave us. So tell me about, from the farmer's perspective, what are they seeing as far as the food supply, fertilizer, things like that? What are you guys seeing and dealing with on the farming side of things?
You know, the fertilizer end, I guess we've had ample supply of fertilizer here. You know, you talk to the Canadians and the Dutch and you get north. They've had a limit of fertilizer supply there. They don't get it. There's some countries that they will not get fertilizer, so they will not be able to have a crop. Here, we've been pretty fortunate to have it. They've tried to limit it, but they have not been successful so far. As far as the cow end of things, you know, the cow industry is going good, but they keep on trying to. I heard in, where is it? Well, I don't know if it's Dutch or where it is, but they've been killing off the animals.
In Holland? Are you talking about that?
Yeah. They've been killing off all their animals.
Rallied, as far as I know, my information might be a little old, I don't know, but as far as I know, they succeeded and were able to fight back against their government in Holland.
They have been, yeah.
Okay, good. Yep. So I hope they see, it's so important. When General Flynn says local action creates national impact, I totally believe that to be true, and you're seeing it firsthand in North Dakota.
Yep.
So, okay, I didn't mean to cut you off on
that. No, you're fine.
Yeah.
And you get on the cow side of things, just like the humans, they give us an antidote to cure COVID. They give us some kind of antibody to cure COVID, just like, you know, you can go get a flu shot. Well, the cows have had the same shots forever. You know, you give your cow shots. I don't know, it was probably 15, 20 years ago, we had a neighbor that gave his cows a shot and it killed his whole herd. Something Pfizer had, and it killed his whole herd. And I quit giving my cow shots that day. Never shot them again. They are shot free. I've never had a more healthy herd than I ever have. Without shots, no
shots. I'm glad you said that. You know, just on a small scale, because I've learned a lot about vaccines, childhood vaccines, ever since COVID. And my husband and I maybe vaccinated our dogs once or twice ever. Our Labrador lived for 17 years.
Oh, wow.
That's unheard of. And then I thought, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, maybe it's because I didn't vaccinate my dog. And what you just said really confirmed that that's possible, that we've been killing our own livestock because we bought into this hook, line, and sinker that vaccines are the only way to keep things survivable.
Yep.
That, wow.
I got cows that are, I mean, some of them cows on my farm are 20 years old.
Wow.
They're still raising a healthy calf.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you see more and more farmers picking up the trend, or still that's not there yet?
It's not there yet, because all the beef companies, all your buyers, they push these shots. They want the calves with shots. Give your calves shots. Give your calves shots. You know, they don't know.
They don't know. We all didn't know. We all were fed the lie that vaccines are safe and effective. No matter what vaccine it was. Now digging into it, I'm like, we've been poisoning ourselves.
Years.
I have to wonder if cancer is on the rise because of vaccines, because in some of the vaccines, when you look at 13.1 on the FDA package insert, they don't test to see if the vaccines cause cancer. That's huge. Why aren't you testing for that? I don't even know.
They don't care.
They're not liable. They don't care.
It's all money for them.
And depopulation. I really believe that.
I had a neighbor that took the shot when it first came out. He didn't want the shot. He was healthy. He was fine. Him and his wife didn't believe in the shots. He went and seen our local doctor, which is a good guy, and he suggested for him to get the shot. He did. He now has Parkinson's. Terrible. He's a 63-year-old man. Like I said, it's probably in his family, you know, so it maybe at the age of 75 to 80 he would have had it, but he's 63 years old, and now he's got Parkinson's. He has got to quit farming now. It is. I mean, he's just a great guy. He's done well for himself over his lifetime. He's never vacationed. He's raised everything himself. He's worked his ass off. His son finally told him, "Dad, I don't want to work like this. I don't think I want to be part of the farm." So he's finally decided he can't do it anymore himself, and so he's got to get rid of his farm. Well, I mean, he'll rent his land out, and just a very nice gentleman.
So you've seen firsthand the attack on our food supply, and then you've seen the attack on our sovereign land given to our enemy by the federal government. What is the message that you want to get out to the American people? What you witness, what you're fighting for in North Dakota?
Open your eyes. See what's going on in the world. See what the world's trying to do, how they're trying to change. This is not Republican and Democrat. It is not black and white. It is not racist. It is killing of this our society as we know it, to where all you're going to have in the end is the elitist of the elite and the peons that do all your work. And you will get fed crumbs of bread in the end to do this. It won't hit us in the next 10 years, but our kids and our grandchildren will absolutely see it the way it's going right now. If we don't get Donald Trump back in office, this country is on a road to spiral downward, and it's going fast.
And you believe in the local action creating national impact, right?
Absolutely. You got to get in with your local level of government. You got to get into your school boards, into your school, your districts, into your counties, and do something. Get good people on these boards and get something done. Keep China out of the United States. Kick them out. That's all we gotta do is kick them out.
So how do people reach you if they want to know more information on how they do what you did?
You can put that card up on the screen. You can call me at 701-641-2077. Our website is ndsonsofliberty.com.
That stands for Nancy Damon, sonsofliberty.com.
Yep.
Social media platforms.
We are on a Telegram page. It's kind of a private page though, so you got to contact me and then I can get you on there.
Okay.
We have our website. We got an email address, ndsonsofliberty1776@gmail.com. That's a long one. Get a hold of us. We can come start a chapter. Anyways, we got 8 chapters across the state of North Dakota. We have 2 chapters, Sons of Liberty, in Montana. And we will come to where you live and we can start you guys out too. Sons of Liberty is just an organization that we try to get good representation in your county, city, district, wherever you're at.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
All your hard work up in North Dakota.
Thank you. Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. So I wanted to introduce you to a company that makes really healthy personal care products, and that is Hero Soap Company. I love Hero Soap Company. This is my favorite scent. It's called The Meadow. It smells amazing. Oh, so nice and clean. You're getting real. So good. You're getting healthy products because did you know in the personal care products they put a lot of garbage in there that disrupts the hormones and other things? Well, this is all clean products. You're supporting a company that's American-made product. It's co-owned by a veteran. And what I love about this company is they also support veterans and first responders with purchases of their soaps. So if you go to herosoapcompany.com, use promo code AmberMay at checkout, you're going to save yourself some money. So we're supporting a patriot-owned, veteran-owned, American-made soap company right here. We're supporting them. You're getting a discount and you're getting healthy, clean products to use on your body at home. So here is soapcompany.com, promo code AmberMay at checkout.
All right, America, Patriots, we are currently on the Amber May Show. So stay tuned. Amber May.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See,
Silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.